Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. It's an amazing time in the earth right now. And I am so grateful to God to even be here. Hopefully you are in the same spirit. Listen, joy has nothing to do with just being happy. I found that. Joy is so much deeper. It doesn't even make a difference about what's right or wrong in your life. Joy is something that needs to be a constant in our life. And so that will give us the strength, and that will give us the honor, that give us the ability to give God the honor that he deserves, which will mean that we'll pray regardless of what it is that we're going through. And so let's go to him together. I know people are saying sometimes, oh, I wish that you were here on the weekend, but you get enough word, you get enough scripture, that most of us are scathing through these things. We're not going into reflection. So we know that there's plenty enough work for you to do over the weekend. But I want us to get ready for what God is about to do in this new series. Wow, when he started downloading on me, I was like in awe. And so I'm excited to learn what the Holy Spirit is going to be teaching us and bringing into our remembrance. So, Father God, we come before you, honoring you on this day, boldly but humbly before your throne, to give you the honor that you deserve. You are magnificent. You are amazing. You are so big. You're omnipresent, dear Lord. Everywhere we go, you are. We thank you, oh dear Lord, for your son who died for us, just so that your Holy Spirit may dwell and live within us. That power that has been deposited on us for the ones who would acknowledge you as their God. We thank you that that infinite intelligence that will bring these things into remembrance, that is already in us. Dear Lord, help our unbelief so that we can tap into that, so we can connect with you on such a level that we'll operate and implement with that power and strength that you've given us. As we go on this journey, and we are thanking you, Father God, for these journeys, as we go on this journey of saying we're looking for help, that each and every one of the people under the sound of my voice will find the help. They will come to the realization that they're walking around with the help that they need every day to do great exploits in your name. I'm asking, oh Father God, that you will remove the salve from their eyes. Give them the salve, oh Father God. Remove those scabs so they can see. Unblock their ears so they can hear. Give them the strength that they may pick up each foot and move toward the target. That target is a plan that you had for them before they were formed in their mother's womb. Let them not be afraid. Let them remember that you said that you're with us and you'll never leave nor forsake us. Remind them, oh Father God, that you already have a covenant with our forefathers to give us big and great things. It's already there. So as we return back unto you, oh Father God, our first love, let us remember to come to you and rest our burdens and our cares on you, so that the yoke will begin to be easy and light. Finally, we're going out in boldness to do these great exploits in your name. We'll be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways, never being ashamed of who you are, whose we are. They will know who sent us, because the supernatural growth, the supernatural prosperity that's coming into the houses of those under the sound of my voice and even those that they touch. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that you've never made mockery of your servants. We're thanking you that you're showing up in a mighty way, even now, as our faith is increasing, and we cover and seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. So good morning, guys. Hopefully you're up for it, that you're ready for this series. And I'm going to tell you this right here. I hear this all the time, and God has given me a whole new revelation. This is a parable that you are very familiar with. But our title to this series is called Help, I'm Working, But I'm Not Seeing Results. Have you ever felt like that? Like, I'm doing so much, but I'm not seeing the results of other people. And God showed me that you're doing so much of this and not enough of that. So the word today is going to come out of, you get this? You guys know about this. It's Matthew 25 and 14. And we're going to read on. And I want you to think about, what am I doing too much of and what am I not doing enough of? And you say, what? We're going to start right here, and I want you to listen with your spiritual ears so that we can actually do some things in our natural life. Does that make sense? For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them. He had more. He obviously knew what to do with it. He went and traded with them. And he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. He who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, who told him to do that? Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Coming back. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing the 5 talents, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He who also had 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. The master reaping where you didn't sow and gathering where he has no seed. So I was afraid. God said, I don't give you the spirit of fear. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But the master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Really? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, will more be given. And he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, guys, as you all know, I'm sure you've heard this if you are in a Bible teaching church. But I'm not coming from that standpoint because I'm here to teach you how to build big businesses. Big businesses. And I go to God all the time and ask him, how else? Because, yes, so many people under the training that I have, and I get it from the Lord about business, I get more understanding about business, growing big teams, building relationships, dealing with adversity and challenges, how to fight, all these things. I've learned more from God in the Bible than any coaching places that I've been through. But the coaching and the training will reinforce it. It may connect the dots for it. But it'll always go back to the principles because it's that thing on the inside of you, that person, that Holy Spirit, that will never override your will. That lives on the inside of each and every one of us that would reckon to say, is this truth or is this not truth? Now, I'm telling you right now that we're going to talk about some of the things that you're doing too much of, but not enough of. And one of the things that I'm going to come to you today is overthinking, but underdoing. Overthinking, but overdoing. If you even look in this parable, you saw the people who had more automatically knew that I'm supposed to produce more with what I have. It didn't talk about how the one who was sitting there thinking with the one talent, obviously that's why he only had one, because God said he can only give it to us, give us these things according to our ability. But he still trusted him with one, and he didn't know what to do with it. And then he says, like, he knows everything. That's the overthinker. They know everything. They staying in the back office. They sitting in the back of the room when top leaders are speaking and training and telling them, if you do X, Y, and Z, they're there trying to figure out either how they can outthink the top leaders or how they can actually probably say, I know more than them because I come with this and I come with that and all these things. And then instead of just doing. And then they're the ones who will watch the people who they may think is not as smart as them or don't know as much, don't whatever, collecting and reaping all the rewards, building the big teams, reproducing. I have found in my near decade, which will be coming up extremely soon, of network marketing, that the people where we were able to put new wine into new wine skins tend to be the most productive and end up being the most successful. What I mean by this is the people who say, I just was coachable, I was humble, I followed the system. Did you ever hear those things? I was coachable, I was humble, I followed the system. If you get to listen to a lot of leaders who are extremely successful, they will go into saying that I started doing more than I was thinking. I want to bring this quote to you, and it's so, so, so powerful. Jason Enge, I don't even know who he is, but I want you to know that this quote right here is, it leads to overthinking, and overthinking leads to problems that doesn't even exist in the first place. Don't get too deep Network marketing, many people, because it can take you to a level of prosperity beyond your wild. Biggest principles, the principles that have created the biggest impact in my life are simple. They're not deep. They're simple. Like, for instance, simple as do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Simple. Be a good steward over a little bit, and then I'll make you a steward over much. Simple. I want you guys to know that you already have it on the inside of you. Because I need you to understand that the more you overthink, the less you're going to understand. There's more for you to do than to think. And let me tell you something about overthinking. If you follow what I just shared with you, that the more you overthink, the less you will understand. And the less that you understand is the less you do. A confused mind cannot operate at its highest level. The beautiful thing about network marketing is systematic. And you might be saying, well, what's the system? I assure you, if you are in a network marketing company, they have a mode of operation. And it's going to sound similar to this. They may call it a little bit something different. Number one, you either got to promote or you're going to be marketing. Then now you got to go ahead and you invite people to take a look at what you have, expose them to what you have. Then you're going to go on and you're going to ask them a few questions. What did you like most about what you saw? Where do you see yourself with us? When would you like to get started? And then now, based off of their response, will determine if you're going to sign them up or enroll them, or you're going to get a referral and then you're going to do it again. If you're doing more of that, even if you're not perfect, even if you don't know the scripts perfectly, if you do more of that versus thinking, how do I sound? What are they going to think about me? Does this stuff really work? If you have to ask, does it really work? You should have never signed up in the first place in that company. If you parted with your money and you join with a company that you scratching your head still on if what you're going to be talking about going to work, when we told you that you need passion to move people, you can never be passionate about anything that you're doubting. That's some of the reasons why, and I'm going to step on some toes, why some Christians cannot manifest at the highest level, because they're even still doubting God. They're still doubting that God says that he is the one that gives you the ability or the power to gain wealth. They're still doubting that if they bring their whole tithes into the storehouse and make sure that food is in God's house, that he's definitely going to give you way more than you could ever imagine. They still doubt that, so they can't save. They still trying to think outside of just doing what they're told to do. I'm going to tell you this right now. I am not the sharpest knife in everybody's drawer. But at least I was smart enough to tell God, use me in any which way he wants to. So even when I don't even know what to say, he gives me everything to say. To me, that's a lot smarter than even having to sit in school for 10 years and still be scratching my head on why I'm not a millionaire. Network marketing don't require that. It requires you to do more than you think. Do more than you think. Because production is definitely not an abstract verb word. You got to do something, just like Nike. Now, some of us will be like, well, how much should I do? Now it's the law of average of numbers. It's a law that you can be totally, totally green at network marketing. And you can have someone who act like they know every script, frontwards, backwards, everything. Same thing with the Word of God. There may be some pastors that tell you this and they know every background and every scripture, what have you, but maybe you're not seeing the manifestation because you might have somebody else who say, I don't know all of this, but at least I know I'm going to do what God said to do and I'm just going to start moving because he said, faith without works is dead and I don't want to die, so I'm going to keep moving. As long as I keep moving, I'm going to run into something. Law. I'm going to tell you this right now. The law of averaging numbers will say that even the worst person can close 10% to 15% of whoever they expose to with no help from your upline. Did y'all hear this? I have seen people that didn't even know exactly what to say, didn't even understand a script exactly, and because they exposed more, they closed more. Just that simple. You know the script, but you ain't practicing it on anybody to get paid. And you can have somebody that don't have any script and just say, hey, I'm excited. I need you to see what I saw. Can you take a look at this and then get back with me? Or I'm going to get with you. We're going to set up a time, make an appointment. And I just need you to tell me, you know, what's your honest opinion on this? I value your opinion. And I've seen them make bigger dollars than folks who can quote a script front one backward. They know exactly where everything is in the back office, but they ain't sharing it with nobody. There's a simple rule of nothing from nothing can only give you nothing. The law of numbers can say in network marketing, 10 to 15% of whoever you expose, you could close. So if you expose 10, you could close 1 to 2. If you expose 100, you can close 10 to 15. Now, whatever range of that exposure, let's keep this simple. If you expose 100 in a week, you can close 10 to 15 in a week that can yield you 40 to 60 in a month. Does that make sense? If you did that in a month, it's just going to be 10 to 15 in that month. So when you create your success schedule, and we've talked about this, it's about, are you doing more than you're thinking? Are you doing more than you're thinking? I need the tools. I need the marketing tools. You got a bag to the bone marketing tool. You got a smartphone that you can send a text message with a link. I always have business cards that expire. I have been told this is one area I was not coachable. And I just want you to not make this same mistake. I was told when you make your business cards, don't put no title on your business cards. Now, I thought that was just ridiculous because I'm like, every time when if I pick up a card at GM or a card at Lexus or whatever, you know who it is on the card. Like, you know that they are the finance manager. You know they are the what have you. And then when I started moving fast enough because I started doing much more than I was thinking, those titles were expiring. I was moving through the titles where people said that it would take 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, doing it in 3 years. Some of the things they said it would take a year, 2 years, doing it in months. And it boiled down to this simple deal right here. I do more than I think when it comes to my network marketing business. I stay in motion. If I have something to do and it's going to interrupt what now I am so set into a habit, it's a habit. It's a part of who I am. And some people habits, which is a part of who they are anti-success. It's a part of my habit to do things that make me successful. And it's a part of my habit to be repelled by things that interrupt, stagnate, disrupt my success. I know people say, wow, she's just so frank. She's so harsh. She's so straight up and down. No, I'm not straight up and down at all. I'm really full circle. I'm creating a cycle that when other people repeat what I do, they can see the same success. They can do what I do and receive the same success, which means you don't even have to think how I think. Exactly. It's very hard. You can think, you can have principles like I do. You can have ideals, not necessarily ideas like I do, because the principles are laws. They're there for everybody. So if you adopt the habit of doing more than you think, you won't keep calling out for help. You might be doing some things, but not enough of the right things. Get out there, invite and expose the people, and just see where they are. Disconnect from the outcome and keep it moving. Yes, it's going to increase your mental toughness. But it's also going to increase your focus. Now you're going to embrace and know that's a part of it to get to the next level. Baby, somebody telling you, no, not now, I'm not interested, are you crazy doing that thing? That's minuscule. If you can't take that, you can't take getting to the top, because you're going to have people at the top. They're going to be trying to chop you down, chew you up. But I say, ooh, you too late. You too late, because I already know who I am. I already knows who I am, so I can't take the opinion of somebody else who obviously don't know. Too late. Now I'm sold out for success, because God told me that he brought me here to be successful. He said that his son died for me to have life and have it abundantly, so I say, that's what I want. He made it very clear, very simple. What we got to do, stop overthinking, start doing. God started downloading a whole bunch of the people who say, help. I'm working, but I'm not seeing the results. Whew. I already know it's going to get crazy. Now, don't get offended. Offense gonna keep you broke. Be open. Pour out all that ego. Pour out all that disruption, all that drama, so you can be filled up this week with what you need to take your spot at the top. That's what we gonna do. Now, if you listening, you know, we have a conference coming up that will help you with that. I don't know. You know, July 29th, Momentum Conference, baby, it's about sold out. And you say, why are you just now telling us? Because it's for our business. But I am telling you right now that as things are going on, my husband right now is trying to see if they can make more room, because the rate at which people are trying to get into this room, I'm saying, God, make room for them. It's enough people hungry. Enough of your people hungry, and they ready to see. So we want to make opportunity for these people to come live. You can go to MomentumConferenceUSA.com, and they're going to be shutting that off soon. We're going to be talking to the hotel on today to see how can we get more people in that room. Or do we have another room that we can go in? There are going to be some people that they're going to the next level. They're going to create their success schedules. And next year, this time, they won't even be able to recognize themselves. They won't even be able to recognize their life. Because network marketing can produce success in quantum time. If you start living in time with God, your success start moving at paces that people scratching their head. But the folks who know God, they know what it is. I say better yet, they know who it is. I can assure you it ain't me. I just said I'm willing to be used. Are you? Guys, you guys have a blessed day. You tuned in, you took notes. You know what it is. Got to take action. Take action.